Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. This is the second in a series of essays on debt, prompted by recent revelations about how the issue was handled in ancient Mesopotamia. Western civilization began to flourish about 6,000 years ago, not long after agriculture replaced hunting and gathering as the occupation of most humans, on the fertile ground between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. The region is known in history as Mesopotamia, a cradle of civilization, and is known today, with terrible irony, as Iraq and Syria, war-ravaged graveyards of civilization. One of the earliest systems of writing, cuneiform, began here. The wheel was invented here. The Semitic languages, Hebrew and Arabic, arose here. Metalworking, the Bronze Age, began here, as did mathematics, astronomy, and codified law. These were smart, creative people who, among many other things, experimented with forms of government, city-states, kingdoms, elements of democracy, empires. Very early on, shortly after it was invented, they all seemed to have recognized the toxicity of debt. Modern historians discovered this only recently because of breakthroughs in the decoding of ancient languages. For some time, the revelations about debt were particular to some time frame or ruler being studied, but a few scholars began to see and pursue a wider pattern. The foremost among them, Dr. Michael Hudson of the University of Missouri, has spent 30 years fleshing out this pattern with mind-blowing results, just published in his new book, And Forgive Them Their Debts, Lending, Foreclosure, and Redemption from Bronze Age Finance to the Jubilee Year. By 4,500 years ago, it seems, virtually every king, emperor, and warrior priest in all of Mesopotamia had come to understand that an economy based on agriculture cannot thrive, cannot even survive, if the people who do the farming are disaffected. And for over 1,000 years by that time, they had been watching debt run out of control over and over again, turning hard-scrabble farmers into either rebellious slaves or wandering migrants, to the extreme detriment of their countries. This, the leaders realized, is the nature of debt, to swell and spiral out of control until the debtor inevitably defaults, and the creditor gleefully takes ownership of the farmer's land, wife, daughters, and his person. This, Dr. Hudson has learned, seems to have been the point of early money lending, not the interest earned, but the land and people to be confiscated upon default. Thereafter, this is not going to be a happy or productive farmer. Now, it is not the case, as we might suppose, that these farmers got themselves into trouble by profligate spending. Their economies were based on credit, but not on loans. Their income was the harvest, and it happened once a year. So in the interim, the brewer of beer, the baker of bread, and the other providers of necessities kept accounts to be settled with payments of grain made on the threshing floor. They extended credit, not loans, and no interest accrued. It was not a large beer bill that made a loan necessary. It would be a bad harvest, or a sudden tax levy by a greedy king, or some such misfortune threatening the ability of the farmer to keep his land. In his need, he would find all too many lenders able and willing to make him a loan, secured, of course, by his land, his wife, his daughters, and his person. All too often, the loan turned out to be his final misfortune. What the leaders understood by about 2500 BC was that their survival depended on the welfare of the farmer, and that any system that failed to keep the farmer's head above water would fail. Wouldn't it be special if we had a few more national leaders today who expressed that understanding? And so they fixed it. In the ancient kingdoms of Sumer, in the empires of Akkadia and Assyria and Babylonia, they cured the cancer of debt. They lifted its yoke from their subjects, and because they did, they survived for 2,000 years to nurture the civilizations whose descendants today bestride much of the world and embody all the hard-won lessons of life in ancient Mesopotamia, except one. What they learned and did about debt in Mesopotamia has been almost completely expunged from history, even from the Bible, in what amounts to 28 centuries of fake news. Next time, we'll talk about Jubilee and how this changes everything. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.